businesses.
Chill. Another week in the books. It's the Marty Jannetty. What was it? What were they called? What was the tag team of the WWE called? Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, the Rockers. It's the Rockers of the podcast.
Damn, that's what they was
game.
Called. I don't remember.
I'm deep out here in these WWF streets.
You still play with the wrestling toys, though.
Pause. Jesus Christ. I don't play with no kind of toys that got to do with me.
Now, what it do, man? Animal Brown checking in. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Animal_Brown.
First and foremost, this is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou. Follow me if you'd like to. I don't care. I reiterate that every week. What's up, man? What you have up this weekend?
Man, it was slow motion. Billy Ocean football was back in season. My Packers got their first W. Everything's all good, man.
Football was in live and full effect. It was fantastic.
Needed
I loved
all that.
It. Needed every second of that. My Cowboys rolled out a late win. Terrified now. Though Dez hurt. I got to get him on the line. See what's going on. Shit, man.
Speaking of sports, shout out FSP, man, Full Sport Press. That is the sports show on the network.
Yep.
OnDeckTVNetwork.com. You can listen to their shit, of course, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Same where we are, man. You can listen to FSP. Shout out Coach Locke, J-Hove, and How Weezy.
Yeah, check out the homeboys over there, man. They held it down last week. Great show.
Absolutely.
They went in on How Weezy about them Titans.
Man, y'all got to let How Weezy live, man. Y'all keep cutting my man off, man. Let him be great out here, man. Be having some shit to say.
How Weezy be working them boards, man. He can't get every word in like he need to.
He working them boards out there.
I feel you, How Weezy.
Most definitely. Hey, man, big episode. The anniversary of Pac passing, man. 19th anniversary.
Big
just passed.
Week.
So we're going to do something special. Yeah, man.
Do you remember where you were when Tupac died?
I don't, but this is the reason why. It's because my memory is fucking terrible.
Bad. My memory is the worst, and I remember where I was.
Yeah, your memory is the worst. Mine's just fucking terrible.
But
it's not the worst, though.
The worst is worse than terrible, so I remember where I was.
Where was you at, dude?
I was headed to the fair, walking.
You finna make up some shit?
Nah.
Okay.
This can be
you
verified.
You was walking?
Yeah, we walked to
Get
the
fair. Get your whip game up, man.
I was 13. We were walking to the fair because it was close to South Nashville where we was from. You know, it was a thing back then, walking to the fair. But then we had just heard that MTV broke in with the news. And they had the Pac died, and all through the fair, they had the little posters with the rappers, R.I.P. Pac and stuff like that. It was, I remember.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, of Epic, course, man. To commemorate that, we thought it would be dope if we took some of Pac's greatest hits, all the joints that you know and love.
Yep. And came out with the On Deck TV Tupac Greatest Hit Remakes.
Absolutely, man.
Not like what M did.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
We just gonna give rappers that we think will be hot to redo Tupac's some of his best songs.
Absolutely, man.
Who we think will be hot on there, how they would sound, you know, why we picked them.
Man,
we gonna get that to y'all. Ain't nobody done that, had they?
Nah, hell
ain't nobody
man.
Done that.
Nah, so all original shit, man, on this end.
All right, but first and foremost, man, let's get to these what we call quick hits, which is the latest and greatest in hip hop news. Where you want to start?
This beef of the week is.
Oh my god.
Dog. Plies and it's Young rough. Thug. Finally, Plies is entertaining on Instagram. It's about time.
Finally.
Yes, that Sweet Pussy Saturday shit is dead. Fucking hilarious.
He was entertaining up until he got body slammed, and then it wasn't entertaining anymore. And now.
No. The entertaining shit was him getting body slammed. Everything before and after has been whack until now, where him and Young Thug have been going back and forth on Instagram. It started with, have you seen the video with the little girl? It's like a little, she's probably about two.
She said, I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm she keep repeating tired. That shit. That apparently is Young Thug's daughter.
I'm motherfucking tired.
That shit's hilarious. So Plies posted that up. Young Thug took offense to it. Plies reacted. And then Young Thug responded to the reaction. We finna play all three back to back to back. Check it out.
Okay. Man, listen, I want everybody in the world to act this fuck nigga Plies and tell this pussy ass nigga, he'll take this motherfucking video of my daughter off his motherfucking page, calling out her name. It's gonna be problem. That video ain't down today on everything I love. It's problems, bro. Whatever you wanna be with, pussy ass fuck nigga.
Foremost, I never disrespect nobody, churn, never have, and never will. I put up an IG poster, a little girl ain't know who the fuck she was. All I know, she was speaking on how I felt, nigga, and still feel like she's speaking for me. And if you had a problem with it, fuck, nigga, you asked me to take it down. You don't threaten me to do nothing, pussy, nigga.
Ho, big guy. You sound like you a little frustrated and mad. Knowing damn well you was dead ass wrong, bitch ass nigga. You said you don't disrespect a person, kid, but you called my daughter bitch several times. Hit the video down, fuck nigga.
That's rough right there, man.
Man, first off, between them three clips and their accents, I barely knew what the fuck they was talking about. I had to run it back like five times to fully comprehend what they were saying.
Man.
Who in the wrong, man? Does Young Thug have a point?
Young Thug do got a point. And but
does
but,
he?
Yeah, of course he do. That's his daughter. You a man, you protecting your kids, right?
I guess. Somebody videotaped it, bro, and put that shit on social media. Man, Plies wasn't up.
Yeah, and that ain't Plies' fault that his daughter on there like it. That ain't Plies' fault at all. But Plies 37 years old, man.
Yeah.
You a grown. Like, Plies is a grown-ass man.
For sure.
So when a nigga come at you like Young Thug like he did on social media, like, immediately, I'm getting him on the phone.
You gotta hit him up.
I'm calling, like, I'm getting in touch with his people, and I, like, I'm getting him on the phone. And then if he acting like a bitch, then if it's, he ain't taking my call, see, so you take the post down, fuck, nigga, you heard what I said, and this, then if it get to that, then we got a problem, man. Right. I dress it real grown up, like, on my Instagram, but I ain't finna go back and forth with Young Thug. I don't, like, at 37, I don't want none of them problems, bro. I got money in the bank. I'm good. Like, I ain't finna be out here beefing with, yeah, like, I ain't out here beefing with no young nigga that's crazy as fuck. He ain't got two reasons to, like, nah.
Hey, man.
And the niggas that's with him is worse. Man, fuck nah.
Them are the three of the most disrespectful Instagram posts real I've ever listened to.
Ply shouldn't have responded like that, man. You're a grown-ass man, though.
Okay, peep the scenario. He get Young Thug people on the phone.
Right.
And Young Thug like, man, my fault, man, I snapped off, da-da-da-da, man, mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor, man? He like, okay, cool, I'll take it down. What does that look like from the outside when you see Ply delete that
but
post?
But like, I was listening
you
to
see
your,
what I'm saying?
That's a good point that you make. And I was listening to Yo Gotti before I came over here on Combat Jack Show and he made a very good point. Yo Gotti said the reason that you don't see me in a lot of spats with these niggas is because I don't care. I know what the real is. So if I'm Plies, like, I ain't worried about what somebody thinks about me taking that down. Not at this point in my career.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. And if Young Thug is a real nigga, he gonna address it too.
Yep.
Now we had a conversation and he took it down because of this reason. I was wrong for that post. And if that don't never come, if you Plies, you cool. Because like one with you, I address, all I address it and say, if I did take it down, I ain't know that was his daughter.
Right.
He had a good point by bringing that up. But he didn't call her a bitch. I don't know what dude talking
about. Yeah, I don't
about
know what Young Thug talking about.
Like, all he did was say current mood.
That was it.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't like your daughter being on IG and shit like that, saying
with,
she motherfucking tagged.
With the slugs in her mouth.
Don't do her like it, though.
She had the grill.
Relax,
though.
Man.
Don't that ain't a grill?
Like, don't have Young Thug come shooting up by shit.
Was
man.
That a grill or not?
Dude, relax.
It looked like a grill.
I'm telling you, relax.
That's what they said in the comments, dude.
them niggas think them niggas can't be seen. We can. What I'm saying is this, though. Like, let him live. And if I'm Plies, all I would did is respond to their post in a more adult manner. Like, come on, bro. We need more leaders out here. Like, you not a part. That is what Gotti was saying in the interview why I said you got to check it out and it was dope.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Listen, you got to check it out and it was dope because what Gotti said, like, we not a part of that generation.
Right.
So, like, if I'm not a part of that generation, I got to keep people around me that are so I can stay up on times. If I'm Plies, then somebody should have let him know, man, you can't go back and forth with this dude. It don't make you look no nothing. Like, and you ain't gaining nothing from this.
Let me be clear. I don't want to hear that Yo Gotti interview because he's on Combat Jack, not because it's Yo Gotti. Let me be clear about that. Mm. But, for my entertainment only, this is strictly me being greedy. That's exactly how you respond to it, Plies. Give me another video, please. I'll follow him now.
So you just well,
I'll follow Plies now, dude.
With the coonishness, that's what you want, dude. Just straight kick. So let's just get straight to the next.
Hold on. The bitch ass nigga that came out of Young Thug mouth was so harsh.
That's what I'm saying,
and
that's
it was
why
fucking hilarious.
If you Plies, like, I ain't doing this
you
with
have
you,
to
my
respond
nigga.
Like
no,
that.
Nah, I'm not doing this with you, my nigga. Because one,
you
I know
too many fuck niggas. Dude.
Listen, man, if
you
I
allow one,
if I know I'm a real nigga, I'm not doing this with you. The phone call has been made. I ain't sweating on Instagram and shit, wiping my forehead with towels in response to you, nigga. I called you, nigga. We finna talk about this. I come to Atlanta tomorrow. If that's what it takes.
Nah, you don't want to do that, though.
He really don't.
He need to come to Florida.
You meet me in Tampa, my nigga.
Man, you meet me halfway and got them in Tallahassee or some
something
shit.
Like that. But like, nah, man, just get that nigga a call, man. Don't respond like that take away from Plies and like
is Tallahassee just halfway to Atlanta and Miami?
Hell no.
Nah, shit, I don't
Tallahassee
know.
At the top, I believe.
I thought it was at the bottom.
I don't know.
Who knows? Shout out to Miami. We'll be there next month.
Shout out to Florida people.
Okay, now you said coonery. We moving on to the next coonery.
Yo, next coonery shit of the week, man.
Dude.
You run this down to me. You feel the old. I'm Ebro in this situation. Man. I'm the old, bitter hip-hop man right here.
And I'm the nigga that's up on everything.
So
I'll take that.
You tell me about this.
Slim Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. New white sensation. White rapper out of Cleveland, man. Got a new song called Drill Time.
Can I ask you how you came across Slim Jesus?
The same way I came across the Plies and Young Thug beef.
What?
Social media.
Okay. So you seen the name Slim Jesus and the people were
with the
talking
video
about him. What made you click on it? That's what
I didn't
I
have to click. Instagram has videos now. They automatically
play. Okay, so
welcome
they automatically played. You with the girl? You had no. How did you go look at it, nigga? The whole video ain't on Instagram.
Once you this okay. So there's this thing.
So you
called
seen
Google.
You seen the 15 seconds and you had to see it.
I had to.
Okay.
Have you heard?
That's
this?
What I wanted to see.
I had to. Have you seen this dude?
I seen the 15 seconds and didn't have to see this.
Dog.
Like, I could have forgot this for the rest of my life.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a clip of this song.
Okay.
Let's keep in mind what he looks like. I'm going to paint the picture. He's 18 years old. He's a white dude from Cleveland.
This is
he looks like Stewie from Family Guy grew up. He has a pencil neck. He looks like he knows absolutely nothing about rap, drill, none of this shit. We're going to play a clip, and we're going to get back. You have to tell me why this shit is getting 7 million views overnight.
You a fuck boy, you can't hang. You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bout shit. Stay out my spot, don't speak my name, or I pull up on your block at night wearing all black and let that 40 bang. I fucked your girl, and I ain't even try you. That little hoe, she a fucking thot. Got her off the molly, now she rolling. All she good for is giving top. I got loud pack, I got school buses. Hurry up, fam, come and shop. I got a big 40 with a 30 clip. And I call that bitch my fucking mom. I paid $350 for a Fendi belt.
Slim Jesus.
Oh, man. Okay.
7 million views literally overnight.
What?
Literally.
I don't understand, though. Like, what's the big deal?
The big deal is,
please tell me,
the content that he's talking about is not new.
And we don't know that these 7 million views are authentic.
Of course we don't.
None of this
but
is like,
I have no reason not to believe
Lil
it.
Lil B got like 6 million views and shit too, though. Like, and that's
dude right
my
here's
thing.
Popping the same reason Lil B is.
Let me tell you something. What I've noticed. You like fad rappers. You like Lil B. You like
I
this
used to
dude.
Like Lil B.
You don't like Lil B no more?
Nah, ever since he came on TV on Sports Nation, that was it.
Was that done it?
Yeah, I was hot about that.
I got
that.
You. So this your new Lil B?
Nah, I don't fuck with this. Okay. Even though he sound better than Chief Keef, though.
He does rap better than Chief Keef.
But it's getting a lot of news. I've heard he was the next Eminem.
Hey, shut up, man.
I put down everything I love.
You ain't hear that.
I swear, Google
not
it.
Seriously.
Anybody listening, Google Slim Jesus and watch what pull up. True story. You'll find article, 5 things you didn't know about Slim Jesus. Is Slim Jesus the next Eminem? I put this on everything I love.
But see, what I'm saying is you took the time out to do this.
That's what I do,
because you're
dude.
Interested in Slim
in rap.
Jesus.
I'm interested
no, no,
in
no,
rap.
No, 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 no. This ain't got nothing to do with rap.
He's rapping.
Okay, tell me this then.
Yep.
Common commented on Donald Trump. That's rap. Do you know anything about
that's politics?
Like, no, that's a rapper talking about politics,
yeah,
dude.
Cool,
exactly. But you know about Slim? Fuck,
this is a rap song.
This guy is like,
y'all have to see this dude, please. If y'all
no, you,
on that, YouTube,
no, you do not.
YouTube Slim Jesus Drill Time.
Listen
dude.
To the same.
He got
person.
The straps. He got the beams on the straps.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this doesn't matter.
He got the pistols, the Glocks.
Why
the
you
extended,
surprised? Though?
He got the extended clips on the.
Because is it because he white?
No, that's part of it though. That's part of it.
So you think that he's making a parody of rap,
but not like in living color though. Like it's
okay,
not on
so
purpose.
Let me ask you this:
to him, this is cool.
Do you think Slim Jesus is out here thugging?
No,
at all.
No,
he ain't never shot no pistol, sold no dope, none of that.
I doubt it.
Do he hang with real niggas?
In Cleveland, probably.
So Slim Jesus,
he may have.
So he
all
got
black
the right
friends.
To be able to do this if he hang with.
He
real
has the
niggas,
right to do
right?
it. He has the right to do what the fuck he wants to. Now, is he gonna pop? I don't think so.
Course not.
But the reason it's getting so many clicks is because it's an oxymoron. It's a white dude who looks like dude from Malcolm in the Middle. Nah, and he's rapping about gangster shit, but he doesn't look like a gangster though.
Stick with Stewie, it was cold.
Yeah, Stewie. He doesn't like Stewie though. He looks like Stewie from Family Guy. Grew up
with the ice in his ears.
And Stewie does not look like a gangster rapper. So when you don't fit that mold and you come out and you do some shit like that, it gains attention. More people are laughing at it than necessarily enjoying it. 7 million views overnight, dude.
To me, this ain't a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It ain't overnight, and it's 4.7 million. Liar.
Oh, no, I saw 7 when I looked.
I'm looking right now, 4.7.
That ain't his account. Look, I subscribe to Slim Jesus. I know what
his
views are.
This is Slim Jesus' account, dude, right now. It's 4.7 million.
Is this sad in any way, shape, or form that he's doing this?
That's not a fact. Like, this will blow over by the end of the week. This is a blip on the radar. Like, this ain't even like
so
no
we're no
one,
longer here from him.
No,
but
no
did you one. Did you not say the same thing about Chief Keef when you first saw him? You thought he was had staying power.
The first time that I heard about Chief Keef was Don't Like, because I wasn't out looking for that shit. But Don't Like came, and then I was like, okay, I see the song, and like, of course he gonna have a little bit of push behind.
This dude has
Kanye has been on his song. Like, that's okay, true. Let me tell Slim Jesus, all of the take, he'll have staying power if he continue to make music like this and rap like that and get one cold cosign from it. One.
I mean, he's gotten the Chicago behind him. Lil Bibby came out and said he was with it.
Nah. Lil Bibby ain't on. I fucks with Lil Bibby and everything, no shade. I'm talking about like a real one.
Twista said he looking for him, though.
Why?
That's all he said. He said, I'm looking for Slim Jesus. He didn't elaborate anymore.
That's interesting. So, like, if I had Slim Jesus with a Pusha T verse, then okay.
Nah, I would be so hot at Pusha T.
Why?
Look at he looks like Stewie.
Just like
dude.
You would have been hot at Kanye for the Chief Keef thing, though. Is it the music? Is it because he a white dude?
It's the whole package. This is the biggest drill.
I don't get
music has been gone ever. Like, it came and went quick.
He's
this
from
right
the same part of, like, that's he misses the drill music. He's from Cleveland. That's the Midwest style, though.
Absolutely.
Now.
But
so
this
like,
is the
it,
biggest
it ain't
song far
fetched.
Forever.
It's not far fetched for a white dude to come out sounding like this. I just don't see the big deal. That's all I'm saying.
He look like a clown, bro.
Why?
He doesn't look like a clown.
Riff Raff looks like a clown.
Yes, he does.
Little B looks like a clown.
I thought Chief Keef looked like a clown, dude.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lane for clowns.
That's a good point.
That's
a
very
good point.
They got a good line.
All right, so look, DMX son goes on eBay.
That didn't even sound right starting off.
This is, and for the record, this is the same son that he was on Iyanla Save My Life with. Mm-hmm. For anybody out there that saw that, the episode was crazy. Like, they got problems.
How old is
real problems. I don't know, 20-ish. They got real problems. This nigga DMX son sold his platinum plaques for his first 3 albums. He sold them on eBay.
How much he get for?
The bid was $3,000 or best offer. He sold it for quote unquote best offer. He didn't disclose how much.
All 3 of them?
Yes.
For the best offer?
Yes.
Which was less than $3,000.
I was just about to, is that less than 3 or is that over 3?
If it's best offer, it was less than 3, because if he got more than that, he
DMX
would see.
DMX platinum plaques, he can't get 3 racks. It ain't a super fan out there with money
he
that can't
get. He just didn't sell it the right way.
Okay.
DMX son, like, what do you, what's, is it, does he smoke crack too? And this is a legitimate question, right? This is not a legitimate question.
You got to when you talk to DMX.
Yeah, I mean, like, you talking about DMX,
his son. Does he not have money? Was this for money, or was he just pissed at his dad?
Now, even if you pissed, you still not dumb enough to not know what the, like, the value of these.
Yeah.
At least to your dad, if not anybody.
3 racks, dude, that's low.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I asked, do he smoke crack?
Like, he probably had hella motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it went and over. Like, he somebody paid 10 for that.
He could have had a bid, or he could have had like a little auction, like a
something.
He could have sold the motherfuckers back to Def Jam or whoever DMX was signed with for more than that. The fuck out of here.
Was that petty on his part?
I don't know him and DMX situation.
They don't fuck with each other. DMX, however, was not available for comment. He's currently locked up.
Of course not. I mean, like, what? He's probably looking at it like, what's the repercussions? Like, I don't like this nigga.
This was clearly
crack. Like, he ain't gonna miss him.
That's true.
Mom just hired a DMX son for letting him go for so cheap.
Yeah, he should have let at least 10 for 15, though.
Man,
at least
a stand. Like you said, a stand would have paid.
Man.
Oh, nigga, well, you get a little.
A Slim Jesus motherfucker with bread pants probably got. Bro,
like, it's a store in New York that would pay you more than $3,000 to buy those and hang them up in there just as decor.
Tough.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, it's motherfuckers with studios that'll buy them from you for more than $3,000.
I wish I had them racks. Like, out about this
shit. I would
shit.
Give it to you for them 3Ks and hang it up in there like he performed each one of them albums in my studio.
Nigga, them three albums to my credibility. Fire, nigga. Come on. My man cave will be piff.
Get out of here.
Get a couple
man.
Autographed jerseys, some X platinum plaques.
Something wrong with his son. His son's like, hey, well, he was smoking crack all probably while he was conceived, so.
Man, it was over before he even came out the womb.
He didn't have a shot.
For those keeping score, man, DMX has $400,000 in unpaid child support right now, and he is locked up for 6 months for violation of certain court orders, quote unquote, whatever
that
means.
He could have cleared them $400,000 with them plaques, I promise.
Hell no.
Bro, you can sell for.
You better have original master recordings of that shit.
3D, man, to a stand with money?
Yeah, that's true. Like a little Arabian stand. Like oil.
DMX was popping.
Yeah, he was.
He had to went about that shit. He had to call me. I'd have put him in touch with the right people, and he would have got right.
Hey, man, I thought this story was interesting, man. Ice Cube, he's still in the news, man. He had a show in Long Beach. Had a show in Long Beach, man. Brought his son out. He was about 4 or 5 songs in, and motherfuckers got to brawling in the front row. He dropped the mic, cut the show. He cut it short. He's like, man, that's it. I'm gone. Fuck y'all. Got me thinking.
What was he? Go ahead.
What was he performing? Who knows?
Yeah.
4 or 5 songs in, that was probably all he had. It was probably right on time. It was the end of the show anyway.
You got Ice Cube fucked up, but go ahead.
But got me thinking.
Right.
Have you ever been at a concert or even a club that either got stopped by a fight or the motherfucker just got mollywopped in there?
Yes, numerous.
Because I got one too.
I know you probably got the same one that I use. So I use it. You talking about Cash Money,
dude?
Yeah.
When Juvenile Mike stopped working in Nashville, dude, at the Cash Money tour, and he said, fuck this shit, I'm gone. Nigga, everybody in that building had a chair and threw it at the same time at the other side, dude. Niggas had to get low in there.
Yeah, it was ham in there.
Woo!
It was hard for a motherfucker to get up out of there, boy. Hey,
but we had to get low. Man, I know you got one for me, though. What was you guys? Somebody got either mollywopped or a brawl broke out. Big dog brawl.
You remember when we got Boosie on stage?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he was down in the Ville performing?
Oh, yeah, most do.
Boosie was so real, though. He kept it going.
He did. Oh, hey, man. Dude got his ass whooped in the club that night.
I forgot about that. The floor. And, Boosie was full performance. Like,
he missed a beat.
Now he missed one beat. We're going to get these little 4 or 5 songs out the way, and we out of here. It's strictly what he was on. Much love to Boosie, though, because he showed us love after that, though, because it was packed in there. It was hard to move around. That was back in the
2008, 2009
It was a long time ago. The beginning of On Deck days, man. Y'all go check out that video, man. It's on there somewhere. We got the fight and everything on there.
Yeah, youtube.com/OnDeckTV. It's on there.
Man. Shout out Torrance Sounds, man. He was a camera. He was a shooter, though.
Most deaf. All right, so look. French Montana is out here getting around in these streets.
Hey, man.
He got a new boo.
I
would have never guessed this.
I commend French Montana.
What was he? It was Trina at first. Then it was Khloe Kardashian. Now it's Sanaa Lathan.
He hard. Because he can't, like.
Hey, that's a come up. Well, is that a come up from Khloe, though?
Yeah.
Written out.
Look wise.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, though.
Because Kardashian family is heavy, though.
I mean, but it's
heavy.
It's Khloe, though. You got, like, the last one.
Yeah, you got the bronze medal.
Yeah, like with Sanaa Lathan, like she might be is she number one black actress?
Can we give her that?
Who had just had the movie this weekend that came out?
Yeah, that was hers.
It was hers. It was number one.
I don't know if it was number one. Though.
Because
the perfect guy.
Yeah, it was her.
That shit looks some slaw.
Oh man, that's nothing that I would see in a million years.
But I will say he's winning. like a Tyler Perry movie.
But. You think French winning in this? What's Sanaa Lathan doing, though?
I don't know, man. Maybe she into that type of nigga, man.
What
like
type
French.
Of nigga?
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Nigga can't rap.
Possibly.
That type of nigga?
I ain't
knocking French.
Yeah. No, you're about to knock him, though. Go ahead.
But I'm finna knock French.
Pause.
knocking is false pause.
It was necessary.
No way. I mean, I just don't see how he, like, dude a hell of a hustler, man. Because I don't understand even why he's He's like the Kardashian of rap. You know what I'm saying? Like
he owned for DVDs.
Exactly. He got on like with the DVD DVDs. Got on, and I'm not sure if I've heard anything
good. He makes some decent music.
He made good hooks.
He definitely got the hooks.
Okay.
But like, friend, have you ever listened to him talk though?
He talk like it slow.
He talk like his like his lyrics though. Like he can't really form a.
He's an overachiever, man.
Hey,
he's an overachiever.
And I commend him,
that nigga, for that. Yes, hey, man, sir.
French Montana.
Hey, so not Lathan is bad though.
She is. Is she not washed though? She's slick washed.
Washed. You gonna put Sanaa Lathan in the wash?
Slick though. Gabrielle Union bigger than her.
Nah, Gabrielle Union says she retired.
That's crazy. Why she's bigger than her, because she done it all.
What?
Okay, Halle Berry has done it all. But I'm saying Gabrielle Union is... Gabrielle Union. Maybe they same level then.
Gabrielle Union is retired.
That means she's old.
One. Like, and who...
She's retired because she fucked with Dwayne Wade.
How can you retire as an actress at her age? Do she still look good?
Like, actresses don't retire.
Exactly. So she extra washed. You gonna dress Dwayne Wade the rest of your life? Come on, get out of here.
Hey, but okay, let me tell you this then. So Trina, Chloe, and Sanaa. Fuck one, marry one, kill one, go. This is easy.
I'm fucking Trina.
Clearly.
I'm marrying Sanaa Lathan.
Clearly.
And I'm killing Chloe.
Three for three, dude. That's a layup. Yeah. There's no other order that could go.
None.
Unless you want to marry Chloe, because you want the but I don't want to be on TV and shit, man. Get the camera out my face.
There is nothing like, well, I would, but if I'm French Montana, I wouldn't marry Chloe. I would marry her today and get divorced tomorrow for half that check, though.
Go listen to a French Montana interview, dude. It's going to go like this. No. You're going to say, huh? 100 times, dude.
Well, you're going to need some lean Yang to twins. Be as slow as he is on the, like, brother.
How is he getting Sanaa Lathan? Like, I don't understand. Like, I ain't hating. He must got game, curious. Though.
He must got game.
He got to.
And
I'm
French
tricking.
Eating, though. French got, he got bread.
French doing his thing, man. French, you have an open invitation to tell us how you get these hoes, because I don't understand.
I want
to
know.
I don't understand.
Sauce.
But did you know Sanaa got a new song out, though?
Shut up, man. She's doing it. She doing it Eddie Murphy?
Yes, dude.
No way.
It's called Emotional, man. She got Dej Loaf on them.
Oh, my God.
We have to hear this. We going to still see if this is a win for French or not.
Baby, why you come so early? Always trying to chill up on me. Sending all this message to me. If you keep it up, you never know me. Fall back and let me miss you. Give me what I want to give you. I just want to let you know.
Is it still a win for French after hearing that?
Maybe he executive produced this.
He probably wrote this shit.
Maybe it was his idea. Maybe that's why it sounds fucking awful. Come on, y'all. What are we doing here?
Dog, Sanaa, real talk, fucking with French Montana, recording music. She might be going through a midlife crisis out here in these streets.
She got the number
real
one
talk.
Move in America, though.
She got the who?
The number one black move in America. I don't even want to elaborate on what Stephen A. Smith said about that.
About the number one black movie in America?
He said, oh, we can go to the movies, NWA, and...
whatever this shit is. Perfect guy.
Perfect guy, but make sure we show up to the polls like that.
Come on, man. He trying.
Like, I'm really frustrated as to what Stephen A. is turning into, dude.
He missing a point, man. I'm hot.
Exactly. Ever. Like, I'm glad you get it.
Yeah, we move here. On to the next.
Yep.
Alright, T.I., man, just dropped a new tape, man. EP,
my
The Nick
guy.
Came out Friday out of nowhere. Yep. He changed his name to T.I.P., man. It's not, or Tip. It's not T.I. no more.
It's Tip, man. Little Tip, man. Straight from Bankhead, West Side, Shorty, man. Back in the day, we taking it back to day one.
So that's what he's doing with the name
change?
Yes,
man, with the name change. We let T.I., you can get whatever you
was
like.
T.I. Hollywood?
Rubber band, man. All that shit out the window now. I'm good a grown shit. Ass man. I can do trap music and I ain't on probation no more. If I got to kill a nigga, then that's what it is. And fuck it. That's where T.I. at right now. And I appreciate
tip.
That.
When
I
was
appreciate
he ever,
this tip.
When was he ever tipped, though? What is that, trap music? I'm
nah,
serious?
This is before trap music. This is
ooh,
the mixtapes.
This is before
this
he was
T.I.P.,
good.
Yeah. Okay. This before he was good.
This was before he was
this
good.
This is the streets of Atlanta, nigga. Like, this is like shaking it. Little Tip and Big Country and all.
Sound like an excuse to talk about young nigga shit.
And he can do that because he's the
okay.
king.
Okay.
Like, Who else would you rather? Shit? Who else would you rather hear talk about young nigga shit right now?
Migos, that's an old young nigga
than T.I. I'm not listening to Migos album.
I am. Can't wait till that new mixtape come out.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why you listen to Slim Jesus.
I want young people to talk about young people Migos shit, and I want Kings to talk about King shit.
Man, T.I. EP is dope. Straight King shit he talking about. He ripping it. No problem should be had with it. Like, boom.
We'll talk about that momentarily. What is this with this Doe B situation, man?
All right.
Y'all remember Doe B, man, was signed to Grand Hustle. Ended up getting killed in his hometown in Atlanta.
Yes.
He was primed to get on, man. Doe B had a couple of songs
bubbling. Huntsville, Alabama.
Like, T.I. is catching heat from Huntsville.
Yes.
Because they're saying that they owe Doe B, that T.I. owe Doe B money.
Right.
Or his estate, or his family.
So
he's not taking too kindly to the shots being thrown at him. It was even a diss song by somebody. Man, I like, oh, this shit right here. You want to talk about something that doesn't do anything for me and that will be here today and gone tomorrow? It's niggas from little bitty cities and little bitty states arguing over people that are no longer here in their estates, dude, which they have probably no fucking claim to at all.
Right.
Like, this reeks of a money grab and an attention grab, and T.I. is falling for the bait.
Oh, whoa, stop it.
You don't falling need to clear your name versus MC Nobody.
No. This has got all to do with switching your name back to T.I.P. and being the original person that you said you was. Like, there's no bait there. And what T.I. want to establish is that I squash these motherfucking ants with a sludge hammer. Like Hov said, like, to read some of what T.I. responded to in the Instagram post. Because in the Instagram post, you got your guy, his name is Shaka. He's from the Cash Out Gang. Shaka from the Cash Out Gang is affiliated with Doe B in Huntsville. And apparently, he thinks that T.I. owes them money. T.I. went on to say in response to the Instagram post, I see it. I'm going to give you some shine. I'm going to do this for you. You ain't got no talent. I did my part because Doe is going to be the Notorious Big of the South. Y'all niggas let him get killed in y'all city. Y'all supposed to run said city. Now because you can't find another opportunity that you was looking for, you want to point the blame somewhere else. Typical. Niggas need to wake up and see the world don't owe you shit. That's what I liked about Doe the most. He was a humble and hardworking cat, and he listened to everything except when we told him to leave y'all broke, bitter, jealous-hearted, small-minded motherfuckers alone. Newsflash, genius. You can get 100 mil or 100 kilos. Excuse me. You can get 100 mil to kill 100 men until you change you. You will never get better. I put that on Doe B.
All right. So, first of all, it's Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, my governor.
Second off, I respect every word in that Instagram post.
Okay.
So I will say that because there's people out here that have the game sadly mistaken and they think that somebody owes them something.
Yes.
And goddamn it, they have it all the way twisted. So I respect everything he said. He doesn't need to mention this no more. I'll let him slide with that one post.
Now that I do agree with. I don't think he was taking the bait, but I just think as being at this point in your career, being a grown ass man and really, like, I think the reason that he responded to this was because of emotion, because he really fucked with dude. And you can tell he really fucked with dude. And these niggas, like, T.I. was like, I told him to not fuck with y'all.
Y'all was the niggas I told him to stay away from.
Kill. Right. And y'all coming at me like this, I have to say something just on the strength of my moral code and what I'm set up by. So I get that, like you said, but if it go beyond this Instagram post, then it's getting too far. But like you said, people like that need to be addressed sometime, man. They think they got a fucking handout coming. I think that just because he was affiliated with me and he know you, that somehow kind of way or another I owe you something. I don't. I gave him his opportunity. And like Tip said, y'all was the niggas that fucked him over.
Right. All right, man. Oh, shit. Hold on. Music break. Well, almost music break. One more thing.
Yeah.
Because this is a rumor,
Something was bubbling around about a Drake and Future mixtape.
There's a Drake and Future rumor mixtape. I'm sure by now everybody has seen the album cover. It's like an owl drenched in the purple shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know where this came from. I don't know if a nigga just, I don't know if Slim Jesus photoshopped this and Slim put it out. Like, I don't know where it came from. I don't know. I didn't see it in Future Post. I didn't see it in Drake timeline.
DJ, somebody put it out, didn't he?
Man, if it wasn't DJ Future or DJ Drake, then I don't know. I don't want to hear where
some DJ
from.
Would have certified account put it out.
But then I did see a track listing for it. Did post it on the On Deck TV Instagram page. Y'all go follow that for sure. There's a track listing that's coming from the label that looks extra legit.
What label?
Epic and whoever, and Universal. Mm. Got the producers. It's about 15, 16, 17 tracks. I ain't gonna lie, it might be real. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
These are two of the hottest niggas in the rap game, arguably the two hottest.
Mm-hmm.
They've had huge years so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too much Drake, too much Future right now?
No, not if they drop it right now. Like, don't wait till the winter time.
It's
like,
gotta go right now.
Right now. Press go. Like, don't even tease. Like, the tease that they gave was enough. This upcoming Friday or Tuesday, this ought to be out. And like go on and drop this, let it marinate, get niggas the winner or whatever it is. And then if I was Drake, as soon as the season changed, Views from the Six is right in your ass.
That's too much, man.
That's right, what you need to run the game.
Shit. That's the foot on the pedal, dog.
Yes, that's what he trying to do. Speed off on niggas.
That's how you crash, man.
Nah.
Haste makes waste, dog.
Not Drake.
But I will say this. Not Drake. I'm there for it, though. Believe that. That shit drops right now. I'm stopping the show and listening to it.
Would you buy it? Or you just gonna...
Bro, Apple Music, dog. I ain't buying shit.
You some slaw.
Nah, not that, though.
I bought that Scarface.
Actually, I done bought all three Drake albums, though. Well, I didn't buy that last
one. Stand alert.
I didn't buy that mixtape joint, but I bought this three
albums.
It was
$5.99 in Best Buy this weekend.
Which one?
I almost got it. If you're reading, it's just too low.
Really? I would have bought it, and I'm hot.
It was $5 in restaurant.
So, yeah. And like I said last week, when we talked about the stocks, and that I was selling Future stock after his album drop at the end of the year.
Crazy.
I'm really selling it after that, because this right here going to have it at all-time highs. He going to follow it up with the album. Then I'm out of there. I'm a rich motherfucker because I done sold that shit.
Future makes good music, dude.
So he's here to stay?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
With hooks and like just creative shit, man. It's the Future Hive is real, dog.
Oh, man. All right, look. Okay, so now music break, man. We mentioned T.I. joint. We're going to play one of the tracks on him, man. It's called Ain't Gonna See It Coming.
Quit disrespecting my boy, man. Yeah, ain't gonna see it coming, it, man. He's slick addressing some of this Huntsville shit if you read him between the lines. So y'all check this out, man. It's the On Deck TV podcast.
Yeah, kill you every time. Think I'm Triple C, 8-Ball, MJ, Lil Jon. Crunk off in that pussy, leaning in it, trying to kill some. She working on the pipe like this is where she pay her bill from. Cut them other cats she fuck, just fill it up a little some. Two things I don't like. A bitch you can't shut up and one who wanna stay tonight. What you say you playing, right? You been hit the blunt and tell Uber to meet you at the light, ho. Back to where you came from, that just how the dice roll. Uncle Quentin, man, they raid me, don't take shit from anyone. So extortion's off the lid, tip you won't get a penny from. Bet 10 to 1, that you won't reach my level of success for my kids are grown. I'm getting topped off in a Thunderbird, I guess you can call that some Thunderdome. Yeah. And I'm already off of whatever you own. Bitch! Hey, I'm king of whatever, better let it be known. I don't give a damn about you making no song. You better watch what you say in your song, for you see what happened when faking go wrong. Say you gon' overthrow me with taking so long. I've been kicking back, patiently waiting for someone to rattle my cage. No, I'm not that old nigga.
I'm not sure how I feel about that T.I., but I'm pretty sure I don't like it.
Why?
I don't, man, it just ain't, dog, like, bro, like, he rapping like Migos and shit on this EP, dog, I don't wanna hear that shit, man, rap like T.I.
Shout out my boy.
God damn.
He gang P, like he said, T.I. was rapping like Migos when Migos were in diapers.
No, he wasn't.
Drinking from bottles, yes, no, he was.
Every Go once back. In a while, T.I. would pull out like a quicker, faster flow. That does not mean he was rapping like Migos.
That means they got it from where he got it from.
No, Migos got it from 3-6.
Exactly. Be very where clear. He got it from. He heard 3-6 before they did. T.I. They were in diapers. He T.I. was riding around
his
in cutlasses.
Own style, and now he's using another nigga style. And he sound like Young Thug with the ad-libs and shit, man. Like, stop, dude. Like, the EP is cool, but I'm good, man. No replay value, dog. Sorry.
You're reading too much into that, T.I. Like, it's just an EP. Relax.
No replay value.
Four throwaway songs. Five, maybe. Like, it's dope. It's banging. It's T.I.
I'm good.
It's what you finna get with this next album, I'm telling you.
I'll pay. And the next album, man, Dime Trap, coming soon. Get it to Nick, the Dime Trap. I don't know, man. Quit hating on that shit, man. All right, man. Let's get to this Pac shit, man. It's real shit. We got ten big dog Pac songs, man. 10 of your favorites. 10 of the classics.
They ought to make this. Ought to be a holiday. September 13th ought to be a holiday.
That's respectable, man. Need to be Tupac Day. That'd be big. You think that'll ever happen? Can it? Can we? It's too late. If it ain't happened by now, it's a wrap.
Nah. We might got time though. Who can push that?
Kendrick. He'd have to link up with somebody white. Yeah. He had to get cool with like the mayor of California or some shit. Like how Drake tight with the buddy from Toronto.
Yeah, he had to get the governor or something.
Yeah. He'd have to get with somebody like that and push for it.
Yeah, we need to get that Tupac Day correct.
Yeah, tough. And then Animal Brown Day too. All right. So we got 10 Beast Mode classic joints, man. Let's tell them the 10 real quick.
Give me the 10.
We got Hail Mary, Brenda's Got a Baby, Dear Mama, Picture Me Rolling, Two of America's Most Wanted, So Many Tears, one of my favorites, Ambitious as a Rider, I Get Around, White Man's World, and I Ain't Mad at You. Okay. 10 for 10 classics. If anybody doubts that, stop listening now. Second off, we are remaking these with people who are popular now or, you know, out now, so to speak, still alive. Yeah. And we're going to give you why they would make a perfect fit for it.
Yes.
First things first, man. Hail Mary, who you got? Talk to me.
All right, we're going to hop right into it like that. We have different, I'm sure.
Yeah, you ain't even seen my shit.
Yeah, I ain't even seen your shit.
My shit fire, too.
I doubt it. But with me, Hail Mary, and this is off the Fresh Off the Gunplay album, the Gunplay interview. I feel like he can hold up to the reputation of somebody that Tupac would have fucked with for real. The Bible on the dash, I won't say it reminded me of Hail Mary, but was kind of the same vein.
For sure.
So Hail Mary, give me Gunplay, 3 new verses.
You got the right click, wrong person.
Oh God,
I need Rick Ross
on Hail Mary.
Yes.
Wow.
Nigga had Justice League redo the beat just a little, just touch it up just a little bit. Give me that Maybach Music feel, dog. Rick Ross would body that shit.
I don't like it.
Crazy as fuck.
I don't like it. Not just because I don't think that's Ross' strong point though. Like he was,
but it's Gunplay's strong point.
Yeah, this Bible on the dash. That's probably one of his best songs.
It is.
Yeah. It
since
ain't.
When? And then he make the album, dude.
Exactly, because it was banging too hard. I ordered too much of a hit.
Give me Brenda's Got a Baby, dude. What you got?
Now, we're going to go MMG again. Actually, I was split on this,
okay,
to be honest. And I think somebody that would have really hit home and gave you a dope-ass perspective, updated, is Scarface.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I can see that.
Scarface would have killed this.
No question. I give you that one. Or, way better than Gunplay on Hail Mary.
Or I would have went with Rick Ross on this as well, because I think he could have got Rick Ross. He got nice abilities to redo like older things. Like I think he would have came through on that Brenda's Got a Baby and gave you a different perspective than what you used to. Took Ross out his lane a little bit, man.
Nah, Ross can't tell no stories, dog.
Ross would have gave you a dope ass Brenda's Got a Baby. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you who really would have gave you a dope ass Brenda's Got a Baby.
You got Nas.
Man, J. Cole.
Oh
shit!
Oh, that's a nice one.
Now I'm telling you, Cole would have done his thing on this. Right, he slick. Need to work on this now. Like of any of mine on my list, like that fit him perfectly.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
God, I wouldn't mind hearing that right there, man. Brenda's Got a Baby, 2015. J. Cole, that should have been piff.
That would have been super nice.
Yeah, I give him that. That's cold. All
right, so what we got next?
Dear Mama, I'm going first with this one.
Go ahead. I'll let you have this.
Because you're not going to agree with this, but it's fire, though.
Man, you got Ty Dolla $ign?
Kanye West? Talking about Donda?
He already done that, didn't he?
Nah. Mama. But it wasn't.
It wasn't Dear Mama.
It wasn't. I wanted post her passing away, because he blamed himself for that. Mm-hmm. And I think if he touched on the angle of blaming himself and how that's impacted the way he moved now, I think it should be fire.
I ain't going to lie, I like it. I ain't mad at that.
For sure.
Cool. But me, I need a little bit more grit.
Okay.
On Dear Mama.
Okay.
I want a little bit more underground feel to it, since it was already a popular song.
Absolutely.
Somebody who's perfect for this.
Who that?
Don Tripp.
Mmm.
Let it be my son. And let's follow that up with a real Dear Mama. Because like, he didn't elaborate it.
on like his relationship with his mom on a couple of songs, and those were dope. But if he did a flat out Dear Mama,
Don Tripp would kill that.
Don Tripp would kill that.
That's what he made for.
That's
right
what he
there.
Do.
Yeah, he
That's
do.
Him.
Shout out to, man, if y'all don't know Don Ooh. Tripp, man, in Memphis, Tennessee, man, y'all check that out, man. Don Tripp, nice.
Check out he Don real Tripp, nice. Step Brothers, and, you know, all his other stuff he got out there for ya.
Let's go to Picture Me Rolling, man, a goddamn classic.
Picture Me Rolling.
God, that's
hard.
That shit.
This was hard for me, man.
This was tough.
Because I didn't get to put my boy on here, the King. Mm. And I wanted to put him on here so bad. And he would have done this so right. He would have done this so right.
Yeah, he do his thing on Picture Me Rolling.
But I had to go with my nigga Snowman.
Jeezy?
If you going to picture any nigga rolling.
It's me. And that motherfucking Benz, nigga.
With the sun shining off your head?
It's 550.
If you going to picture any nigga rolling and want to hear what he got to say about it to me, that's Snowman all day.
Mm.
That's Snowman giving me BMF, Big Meech, all that in three verses. I need it.
Yeah. Snowman do his thing on that,
yeah,
man.
Do it. Who you got?
Other than Gunplay, your list halfway decent. Oh, picture me rolling. I got to go Kendrick Lamar. Let me tell you why. Take me back to Good Kid. This is right after Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay.
He not in the van this time. He in like his homeboy like 6'4 or something like that. Pitching and he telling the perspective from his homeboy 6'4. And he rolling. And now the attention, now like the charades coming to him. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's done flip. Nice. You feel
I like
me?
It. I like
that
it.
That should be, I think Kendrick will flip that and be like hella creative with it for sure.
I like it.
Please, Kendrick, please cut your hair and get back to that real shit.
I like it. It's nice.
Cut the fucking braids off, dude. You look like Queen Latifah. Listen, set
man.
It off, man.
He's from L.A., dude. Let him rock them
shit.
Braids.
Nigga look like DJ Quick, man.
Niggas is giving Kendrick grief about these braids, dude.
Nigga, you look
he not,
silly.
He not push a T.
You look
he
silly.
He below 30, dude. He can rock braids.
Nah, man. He look...
Come on,
goddamn
man! It's
braids
conscious,
and
man.
Get
we
back
natural
to
out
kid,
here.
Man,
actually,
shit.
He do need to change to like just run the whole natural nappy shit. But J. Cole stole that, I think. For
yeah,
he
ran
did.
With.
That's
it.
What he did. That's what happened. So, give me your two of America's Most Wanted.
Oh, this a layup.
Ain't nothing but a game.
And
really?
I got
something for you that you wouldn't even believe for this, and they'll kill it.
That means it's whack.
No, it means you'll hate on it.
Two of America's Most Wanted, I got to go Drake and Future. Why?
What?
Because right now, they're two of America's Most Wanted. They're the hottest niggas
but
in the game.
But the hook goes, ain't nothing
and
but a gangsta
it.
Party.
Future could sing that part with auto-tune.
Oh, man.
And that shit would be okay. Banging, and they
Your
would be
snapping.
Your
list was decent until then. You completely fucked it up.
Nah, my list, I'm 5 for 5 right
one,
now.
Two of America's Most Wanted, gotta be a West Coast nigga on it.
It don't have to be.
It has to get some West Coast nigga on it. Right?
Who you got, Ty Dolla $ign?
Nah, I got my nigga Dom.
Dom who?
Dom Kennedy, nigga.
Okay, alright.
And Meek.
Meek who?
Meek motherfucking Mill, the comeback track.
Do they even know
two
who
of
each other are?
It don't matter. That's why they own them two of America's Most Wanted together.
No, they need chemistry to be on this shit. These niggas don't even know each other, dude.
They ain't got to know each other. Two of America's Most Wanted, they know the song.
That's whack.
All you got to do is bring your shit. Dom and Meek, nigga.
They have two totally
West Coast
styles.
Nigga, Philly nigga. Man, that would have been fire.
I ain't gonna lie.
Telling you. On deck, because y'all let me know about that Dom and Meek on Two of America's Most Wanted. But you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this.
You know it's whack.
Nipsey and Meek, because I ain't got Nipsey on here.
Okay,
I need
that, might
that
be
Nipsey
decent.
And Meek. Because
Nipsey
acts.
A little more aggressive.
That's
man.
What it is. I knew I was fucking forgetting something. Nipsey
that was,
and Meek.
That was because Dom was terrible.
I tried to get Dom some love. That shot got blocked. I give you the Mutombo on that. But that Nipsey and Meek.
That's respectable.
Catching that and shooting that three in your face and walking off. Step over. Tyrone Lou Iverson. I just did that. Nipsey and Meek, nigga.
Drake and Future.
Two
man,
of America's
for the
Most Wanted.
I'm going for the layup. No need.
Okay.
So many tears.
You don't hate mine on this. Since you said that was your favorite too.
That's my favorite. I gotta go T.I. And not Tip, T.I. Don't give me Tip that just came out Friday. I need T.I. Nigga, fucking I'm Serious. Nigga, Trap Music. I need that T.I. for So Many Tears. Like that
can you tell me why?
I still ain't forgave myself. Like he'll tell a story. Like I've heard T.I. rap like Pac before. Like he's done a verse or two where he kinda he'd had a song with Problem, and he embodied Pac, and he kind of used the same flow, and he bodied that shit.
He did.
Like, T.I. is talented and dope as fuck when he wants to be. He would kill that.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Oh, talk about the dope beat. Like the dope. Even if you want to touch on the dope beat and the feel and all that, like, and just go a little more in depth, because that never gets old, because he kills it every time, dude.
To me, perfect for this. Same beat and everything. I ain't got to do nothing to it. Mm. 2 Chainz.
You just killed it. That's what you did.
2 Chainz would murder this.
Literally.
The song murder this. Bar for bar, everything, and that'll be dope. Like, listen to that. Listen to that. So Many Tears, and tell me 2 Chainz wouldn't kill it.
I don't have to listen to it. I can tell you right now, he would be some gut on
it. That's because you're a 2 Chainz hater.
2 Chainz is okay.
To me, 2 Chainz is one of the best lyricists right now, like rapping. Like, 2 Chainz go in.
Your credibility just flew out the window.
You don't listen to him, though.
Yes,
like,
I
do. Like, he goes in, like, bar for bar, he say some shit that most motherfuckers won't even think of.
Like, I jumped out the air wearing Gucci?
Yeah, you love to quote that. But that's not his only line.
Shitty-ass line,
So
dude.
Many Tears, 2 Chainz.
Nah, that's some slaw.
That's killing.
Ambitious as a Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Niggas have remade this, like, Game remade it. Mm-hmm. Who, what, Jim Jones, Cam? I can't remember one of them niggas.
Cam redid it.
Cam. I'm going to take it back up to New York and have a nigga that could do it right.
Who?
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Ooh, Fab would do his motherfucking thing on that Ambitious as a Rattle. Please believe it.
That's cool. But I got you on this one.
Talk to him.
Because a nigga that's going to freak this, give it a whole new style. Even with the, I won't deny it. Man, Future? Man, let's go. Future will turn this into a motherfucking number one hit again. God, Future kill this, dude. Now, he ain't even have to rap no bars.
He wouldn't. That's
just that little shit
that
he doing on fuck up some commas in between the, I won't deny you. Like, you just got to do that and give you some Future. I won't deny you. Nigga, it's going to ride all day.
Yeah, have Mike Will hit that beat up.
Man, come on, dog.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
Future kill that.
I Get Around.
Ooh, you'll love this one, though.
I Get Around is tough. I said Big Sean.
That's nice.
Big Sean, fresh off
of
the, he just got through with the chick, both of the little chicks, man.
I didn't think that's nice.
Big Sean to make it fun. The ladies will like that shit. He'll get playful, creative with it. That'll be dope.
Okay.
Big Sean for sure.
I'm going to one-up you on this one again to win this, as I do. I do this. This is what I am. I'm an A&R man. I Get Around. Give me Champagne Poppy.
Ooh.
The Sixth God. Drake. And we going to flip it a That's little true. Bit and throw a little singing part in there,
he
too.
Slow it down.
Man, come on.
Yeah, that'll be hard. That'll be hard.
Drake going to kill that.
Fresh Serena.
You talking
bars.
About rapping about women? Okay, here we go. Here you go. Champagne Poppy. That's a layup. You Sean Kemp this.
Them fresh Serena boys.
Man, he'll kill that.
Ooh. All right, down to the last two.
Okay.
White Man's World.
All right.
Classic.
I don't even
Pac
know if
song.
This can be touched, though. Because Pac, like,
Slick,
I can,
a lot of these can't be touched on the
right,
low.
Yeah, that's
we really
true.
Just
that's true. That
hypothetical.
Let's go on and throw that out there. Yeah. These can't.
Let's be very clear.
All right. Okay, let's do that.
This is all in good fun. Truth be told, these songs probably can't be touched by none of these niggas. We just got to name it.
Right. And they wouldn't be disrespectful enough to do so.
It really would.
Also, though, we do want you to comment on these
of
lists.
Of course.
Because we're going to post it on the page. And you tell us some rappers who you think would be good for the songs, too.
Absolutely.
But to finish out these last two, White Man's World. This was big for me. I think this may be my favorite Pac song.
It's on my favorite Pac album. I know that. It's on that Machiavelli.
So people already going to know where I'm going to go with this.
Favorite. I'm going. Who you going?
Favorite Pac song, favorite rapper, man. Come on.
Who?
Give me this Kendrick, man.
King Kunta.
Man, Kendrick.
See, you laid up right
that's
there.
That's a layup.
You laid it up.
You
went for the
that's
layup.
That was Moses
easy.
Malone backboard glass shattering.
Nah, that was easy. Like, layup drill.
Kendrick Lamar, White Man's World?
Yeah, he would.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God. Yeah, you talking about beat? Like, man,
that's his
on.
Whole album.
I don't
though.
Even want to think about that.
That's his whole album. Because
I
just
need
did
that.
It.
Nah, I'm talking about, I want that beat, though.
Ah, okay.
I want that whole, I want the Farrakhan in there and all of that, though.
Real talk, that beat is better than everything on that Pimp a Butterfly.
Keep going. Who you have for White this White Man's World?
I took it back. This person is still out now, but they're not relevant musically. I'm taking this about 4 or 5 years ago when they were.
Okay.
I'm going Plies. Back when the 100 years and like the Plies mixtapes and when he was really talking that judge and how fucked up the legal system, like when he was on that shit, before he was Shawty and doing songs with T-Pain and Neon.
Sweet Pussy Saturday.
Before the Sweet Pussy Bullshit Saturdays, Plies used to actually make some good shit. He would be perfect for this. He would body this shit in his prime. Not today. Sorry, Plies, not today. But before, when you was a goon and shit, you would have killed this.
I like it.
Last one, man. I struggle with this last one.
We had some nice lists.
Yeah, I agree. Last one, man. I ain't mad at you.
You give me your I ain't mad at you. Because this is a walk-off for me. I'm like going to literally take my headphones off and walk off like this.
I went with a different perspective on this one.
Which means it's going to be some slaw?
I went Wale. I'm going to tell you why.
So disrespectful.
I'm going to tell you why.
And disgusting.
He's going to be talking to himself.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Wale is going to be talking to himself about how we always go hard at him for being emotional and all this shit. He's going to have a conversation with himself. It's going to be dope. He's not mad at himself for being him. God damn, I need to get Wale on the horn so he can redo this right now.
It's nice.
Somebody
that's,
get Wale. Who my DC list? But somebody
story.
Get Wale.
Hey, man, that's a cool little story. Cool little story right there. Yeah. And I'm going to break the meter. Okay. Pedal to the metal.
Okay.
Fast lane, top down, in the big dog Azure. I ain't mad at you, Jay-Z. I need that Dame, and it's 6 minutes long. I need the Dame in there. I need the Benny Siegel in there. I need the reason Memphis Bleak ain't blue in there. I need all that. I ain't mad at you, Bleak, for being my like secondhand man and not complaining. I ain't mad at you, Beans, for making this money and still bitching. I ain't mad at you, Jazzo. I ain't mad at you, Cam. I ain't mad at Dipset. Like, man, Jay would fucking murder this.
He would.
Because he got so many people not to be mad at, that's dude.
True. That's true.
Come on.
But really mad at the same time.
Exactly.
Tough.
Like, he could flip the whole song. Like, the whole double entendre, the whole being that. The king of that. Man, hey, that's a walk-off.
I agree with that.
God, he would kill it.
I ain't going to lie, that's hard.
He would kill it.
Hey, man, do I ain't us mad a favor, at you, man. At On Deck TV on IG. Under the show post, man. Let us know what's your favorite Pac song and who would you have remake it in 2015?
Yeah, man. We thought this was a good idea. And we thought it was a good way for our fans to get involved, our own deckers to get involved, not fans. And, you know, y'all let us know what y'all would do with some of these songs, man. We'd like to hear y'all opinions, and we're going to read them next week on the show.
Absolutely. And, look, do us a favor, man. You go back about a year or two in the archive on iTunes. We talked about the Pac conspiracy theories on his death date. So we've had that conversation already. We didn't want to run it back. But that was another good one we did, man, on his death anniversary about a year or two ago. Y'all, don't forget to check that out.
Yep. As a matter of fact, after you listen to this one, go listen to that one next.
Absolutely.
You're going to get some new insight on what things occurred in our point of view.
Yeah, we solved it, though. Fuck it. We solved the case. Yeah. We told you who killed Pop.
At the end,
man.
We told you who killed Pop.
Y'all need to just listen.
Tease.
All right, man. Music break.
What you got for number two?
It's a lot of new music out right now. A lot of shit came out, man. I feel like this might have got lost in the shuffle.
Which was?
Juicy J got a new motherfucking mixtape.
How would it
And it's 100% Juice. That's the name of it. Oh, God damn it. This was called Beans and Lean. Let's get it.
Wow.
I dropped the beans in my lean. Beans in my lean. Beans in my lean. And don't forget the green. I'm off the beans and lean. Beans and lean. And lean, I'm rolling up codeine. I drop them beans in my lean, beans in my lean, beans in my lean.
We still getting
and
high.
Don't forget the green. I'm off them beans and lean.
I know y'all didn't think we was gonna stop getting high, man.
Beans and lean.
Come on, dog.
I'm
celebrating
up codeine. Okay, them beans gon' make me show out. That lean gon' make her go down. You know I bring that dough out every time I go out. You do what you know how. I do what I want now. Started off with deuces. I'm pulling up a phone now. Niggas wanna act up, cause I got my sack up. 3-5 in my backwoods. I can smoke it backwards. Looking for me after. I'm high up like a rapper. Pop so many M&Ms, just call me Marshall Mathers. I don't fuck with rappers, man, cause all these niggas actors. Get the money, that's the only way to get back at them. Fuck with niggas talking about if it ain't about the cheddar. Drop a bean off in my lean, ain't nothing really matter. I drop them beans in my lean, beans in my lean, beans in my lean. And don't forget the green, I'm off them beans and lean, beans and lean.
I'm off them beans and lean. Oh, go juice. Go juice. Don't forget the green neither, man.
You're too old for that shit, man.
I'm turning up to that, man.
Goddamn self, man.
What is beans? What are those? I don't understand.
Last time beans? I heard, I'm washed, but last time I heard they were ecstasy.
So he put the ecstasy in the lean? In the syrup? Lean,
yeah. So you get a rush and you get a calm down.
And then you die.
You get up and a down. And you die. I mean, you can do it as long as you don't do it like...
I'm afraid.
As long as you ain't like complete like...
You mix it like, with the weed too?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ain't dropping like 10 X pills in there. Like two. He dropped like 2 X pills. And like, I ain't done lean though. So I don't know like what that...
I'm so afraid to taste lean.
Nah, I mean it ain't that.
Nah, because I just think it's gonna be. I think I'm gonna like it too much, and I heard it's very addictive.
Yeah.
It just looked like some shit that I like. I'm afraid. I don't want to touch that, man.
It's like cough syrup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you mix that with Sprite and shit. Like I need that sound. Like put the star burst and shit.
But you ain't even made a white walk though.
See, I don't feel like I don't like not knowing what's going on around me. I hate that feeling.
You don't know at all what's going on. Like
I can't have that. I wake up like Smokey on Friday, man. I ain't got time for that.
You ain't gonna be able to scratch the edge. You gonna just be like,
I'm super good on the beans and the lean, then. But I'm fucking with that juice, though. It be a little hard. Shout out to Sonny Ditcher.
Juice funny.
All right, man. Quick quote of the week, man.
Okay.
I'm reading this, man. No audio this time, but it's all good. You get the point. All right, so Mickey Halstead. Who is Mickey Halstead, you ask?
Good point.
He is a former Cash Money record rapper. He is from the Shy.
Do I remember a Mickey song?
Probably not, but he is on Boo and Gotti album, and he was on the Big Timer shit, too.
Why do I remember the name a little bit?
Because this is when Cash Money had fell off.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on, you probably remember the name Mickey. That was what he was featured under. But anyway, he's a nobody.
Okay.
But he said some interesting shit. He said back in the day, 03, 04, when he signed to Cash Money, he went with thoughts that Kanye was signing as well. He was tight with Kanye, and Kanye had Con Man Productions. So Cash Money and Baby were trying to sign Kanye as a package deal. His whole production group would come with him, including Mickey and his sister. Okay, what happened? We all know that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Mickey gets to New Orleans from moving from the Shire, and he's like, man, where Ye at? I done signed my shit. Ink still dry. What's going on? Where Ye at? Birdman says, man, we don't fuck with Ye no more. We found that he do samples. We don't want to use none of them beats because we don't fuck with sampling. Mickey goes on to say, Birdman didn't want to pay for clearing samples, and he felt that that was going to affect the publishing. That was part of the racket he was running. He made me sign over my publishing. He made everybody that signed send over their publishing. He took everything. So he didn't want to sign Kanye. That was affecting his bottom line. Now, Baby raping people is nothing new. Figuratively and literally. That was a low blow. Pause. What would Kanye West's career have been like if he would have signed the Cash Money or 304 instead of The Rock? Would he
awful.
Be at the level? What?
Awful.
They too talented for it to be awful.
Because he wouldn't have been able, like, just from that alone, just that quote alone, shows that Baby... And even with the struggles that Wayne is having right now.
Right.
Baby has a formula. Baby formula works.
True.
Baby is not trying to deal with people who trying to go outside of their formula that has made him $100 million.
Plus.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it wouldn't have worked with Kanye because he would have had constraints that he didn't have at Rockefeller. Because Dame always say, one of my main things was, I ain't seen this before. So it's when I'm signing up for the producer nigga who cocky enough to think that he can rap. He got the backpack. He got the retro J's on.
Right.
Like, I ain't never really seen this. Baby was going to throw him straight in that Manny Fresh mold.
Yep.
You get in here, you do all of these albums. You don't use no samples.
Sit back in the back.
You don't get no blueprint album. You know what I'm saying?
None of that.
He wouldn't have been Kanye West. He would have been another nigga that you heard of. He fell off.
But I think he still would have been cold. Well, okay. Well, it depends on who he producing to.
I ain't saying he wouldn't have been cold. He just wouldn't have had the impact. Like, ain't no Kanye West clothing line selling
no
dog shit,
shit
clothes for $1,200.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think his talent would have shined through eventually, but it probably would have took a little bit longer.
Had he left. Hey, he would have had to leave, sue Baby. All this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been awful.
No Kim K for him at that point, though.
Nah, he'd have been fucking like Buffy the Body or something.
Oh, my God. right, man. Also, question of the week. Okay. New segment alert. All right. Nas, the godson, his birthday was this week. Okay. When he turned 100, and he looks 20. Mm-hmm. Him and Pharrell on that same Vampire Juice. These niggas look exactly the same. Yeah,
Nas, like, he 19. Like, when he came out. That's crazy.
So, that got us thinking. And we posted this on our IG page. Let's go ahead and sell it right now, dude. King of New York, who's better, Jay-Z, Nas? We posted the question. We appreciate the feedback. Shout out Black Power. Black said, lyrics, Nas, flow, Jay-Z is really, you can flip a coin. Shout out to Big Homie Beach. He said, Hove, and he put the rock sign up. The rock emoji. Shout out to Jay. Jay is illy. He said Nas got love for Jay, but Nas is the superior MC. Shout out homie Twan Sounds all day. He said, bro, I've been rocking with Nas since day one, and he's still the greatest behind Big. So, I mean, Jay third at least.
That's rough right there, Twan.
Last one, man. Jay Beasley, CEM. He said, Nas is cold, but I think Jay make better songs, except when Nas drop Ether. Laugh out loud. We appreciate the feedback, good man. Point. Couldn't read everybody. Can't be on here all day, but we appreciate the feedback. Who better, Jay Nas, go? I'm talking about everything. Now, that's catalog. That's
if you're gonna go catalog, lyrics, then it's Jay. Yeah.
That's
like if you're gonna throw catalog in there, if that's even a part of it, then scale. It's Jay. Yeah.
Jay catalog is better than Nas catalog.
Easily.
Okay, hold on.
That ain't even a question.
What's Nas' best album?
To me, I am.
That's my favorite. What's Jay's best album?
Blueprint.
Which one better?
Blueprint. Easily.
I mean, everybody in the world would say Nas' best album is Illmatic, though.
Illmatic, his first one?
Yes.
You wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't because I wouldn't own him then.
You just said everybody in the world.
Except me.
What do you think his best album?
My favorite album is the one but that's what put me on Nas, though. So that's why it's, but you got to think, the rest of the world up north and the people that got put on them first was put on that Illmatic. Like, that shit was that shit was amazing when it came out.
And that's not even comparable to Reasonable Doubt.
Says who? No, I don't know though, bro.
Have you listened to it?
Absolutely.
Which one sound better?
I like both of them.
Which one sounds better? I'll be on the fence about this.
It's close. It's closer than you're trying to make it, though. I'm a bigger Jay fan.
I'm not saying it's not close, because okay. Nas is a monster, and he can do stuff that Jay-Z can't do, but the fact of the matter is, Jay-Z just better. Nas cold and everything, but like Jay-Z just better. Like, yeah, he's had a better career. He's
Who's aged
successful.
Better in terms of songs and... they both held neither one has sold out, and
that's the thing. Nas is great at what he do, and that's staying in his lane. I ain't finna overexpose myself. I'm gonna keep getting money. Like, Nas made a lot of money
and do him
rapping, like, yeah. Just not doing, like, I ain't gotta do the Adidas deal. I ain't gotta be associated with the Nets or whatever it is. Like, all I'm gonna do is rap, and I respect the shit that he made a lot of money just doing that,
for sure.
But Jay better though.
I agree.
Jay more entertaining, and that's his job as a rapper.
He's got more of a personality.
Yeah, he more entertaining.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, there's some new music out right now. We mentioned the T.I. joint, the Tip joint. Also,
Tip gonna run up on you there. He keep on playing, man. You're not loafing on Peter Street. Tip gonna run up on you, man.
Hey, man, the funniest shit ever when we met Tip shooting Young L.A. shit when we was outside. Was that Blue Flame?
Yeah.
We was outside Blue Flame, and we was posted up, man, trying to get in, but we was, you know, how we do it. We were working our way in. And T.I. came outside on the phone, arguing with somebody.
Going off on Tiny. She came down.
It was a female.
She came in there later, remember?
Oh. Yeah. But anyway, he gets off the phone, and I go, hey, bro, you don't mind we coming with the camera, do you? And I promise you, this nigga called me Champ 100 times. He said, nah, Champ, you good, Champ? No, y'all started, Champ.
Y'all had an LA champ. I knew what y'all were doing, Champ.
No, you good, Champ. You good, Champ. You were late? You good, Champ. You Champ. No, you Champ. You good, Champ. I'm like, damn, Todd, bro. I'm cool. Thank you, bro. We walking in now. Thank you. Goddamn. So, T.I. cool.
Tip was a cool nigga, though.
He showed love. Y'all go get that Juicy J. Goddamn it. Memphis, stand up. Tennessee, stand up. That Juicy J banging like a fool. I had to do my Memphis shit.
TV podcast, man.
Shout out Joe, man. M-Town, stand up, man. It's banging like a fool. Don't forget that Yo Gotti too. Memphis out here again. The Return is out now. And that new Migos motherfucker.
You finna have people riding around retarded.
Back
man.
To the bando.
Y'all go get that tilt.
Go get that Migos, dude.
Switch it up, man. Let's have some Weekend or something, man.
That Weekend straight too, though.
Hey, listen, man. That Tell Your Friends.
That's banging.
That is, I ain't gonna lie, that's banging. Is a monster. He that's killed banging. That. Like, it's very rare that niggas say he went harder than Drake on a song, but his verse is murdering Drake's.
He did. Drake probably wrote that, though.
Probably did.
What you got over the weekend?
Man, I want to see that movie about Whitey Ford with what's my man name that played Captain? Come on,
Captain
man,
Captain Save-O?
What the fuck I'm talking about?
Captain Kirk?
What's the white dude name? Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp new movie.
What the fuck? Who Captain did he play, dude? What are you talking about?
Johnny Depp was in the what?
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, nigga, again, Captain Black Jack Black. Whatever the fuck the name of the nigga shit is.
Man,
I want to see that this weekend, man.
I might hit the movies my damn self. My nigga M. Night Shyamalan, they say he back with that Visit. They say that's tough. I may
what
fuck
is
with
that. I ain't seen that.
Yeah, he got a new one out. Hmm. With the kids visiting the grandparents and they're crazy. What? I heard it was. They saying it's solid. He might be back.
It's like PG-13, isn't it?
It is. That's killing it. You right.
Yeah, I ain't fucking.
But all this other shit PG-13 though.
Yo. Narcos on Netflix is pilf, and
it is.
I am very upset that I just now started watching The League. It's funny as shit.
The League is funny.
Check that out if y'all ain't seen it.
Absolutely, man. Fuck with us on Twitter and Instagram at On Deck TV and at On Deck TV Podcast.
Yes, please follow the show pages. Also follow the individual pages. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter.
Animal_Brown, man. Holla.
Chill.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.